Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be Le'ili Nishmas, Rav Reuven Katz, Zecher Tzadik Livracha, upon whose Torah this shir is based. So first we'll talk a little bit about his history, and then we'll learn a little bit of his Torah. There was an article written in the Tradition Journal many moons ago, 2001, about Reuven Katz. He was born in 1880, and he passed away in 1963. He was born in Olshine. It's a hamlet in the Vilna province. His father, Rav Shimon Katz, was a Talmud Chacham, businessman, and he was known as the Ilui. His son, Rav Reuven, was known as the Ilui of Olshine. By 11, he already knew Shabbos, Bava Kama Baal Peh, before his bar mitzvah. He went to the Ivya Yeshiva. It's a small city near Vilna, where Rav David Shlomo Grudzinski was the manhik for almost 50 years. He was the father of Reb Chaim Ozer, who became the Rav of Vilna proper. And after a few years, he went on to the Mir. Then he went to Radin, where he learned under the Chafetz Chaim. And then he went to Slobodka. He was influenced by the Alter, the Mashgiach, and Rav Moshe Mordechai Epstein, the Levush Mordechai. And then he joined in 1897 a historic undertaking, Rav Yaakov David Vilovsky, known as the Ritbaz. That was his, Rav Yaakov David Ben Zev. So he asked Rav Nassim Tzvi to help organize a yeshiva in Slutsk, where the Ritbaz had been the Rav. And the Alter sent 14 boys to Slutsk, and this became the Yad HaChazaka, 14 boys. One of them was Rav Yisrael Zalman Meltzer, who was the younger brother of Moshe Mordechai Epstein, and also was Rav Reuven Katz. And he learned in Slutsk with Hasmada, Kanave Kayat, such a good boy. And then Rav Chaim Ozer invited him to join the Kollel in Vilna. In Vilna, Rav Chaim Ozer succeeded his father-in-law, Rav Elio Eliezer, in the Vilna Beis Din in 1887. He became one of the post-Gador. And the Kollel was known as the Kibbutz of Rav Chaim Ozer. And the best Talmidim in Lithuania and Poland learned in this Kibbutz. Among those were Pratkal Abramsky, Rav of Dayan in London, Yerushalayim, Rav Moshe Victor Amiel, Gaon HaGadol, Rav of Antwerp in Tel Aviv, Shmuel Hillman, London, Yerushalayim, the chief of the father-in-law of Rav Herzog, Rav Ben Sion Natalevitz, later of Brooklyn, Shlomo Polyachek, the Magister Ilui, Blazer Silver. So these are serious boys. In 1903, Rav Ram Yitzchak Maskelesen, the Rav of Chaslovich in Belarusia, came to Vilna. He was looking for a match for his daughter Rachel. So Rav Reuven Katz was selected. They didn't have such, you know, dating and all the different things we do today. Probably met once or twice, that was it. And they had a nice wedding. And Rav Katz became the right-hand man of his father-in-law, saw what it's like to be a Rav, etc., etc. And when his father was Nifter, 1905, he became a Rav, and his rabbinate spent 58 years, first in Seleb, near Minsk. He opened a yeshiva in 1909 in Amdor, near Grodno. Previous Rav had been Rav Ben Sion Mishakovsky, the author of the Imrei Baruch. There were a lot of Hasidim there, that's why it's Amdor, like Admor. Anyway, there were a lot of Hasidim there. He wasn't the Hasid, but he was able to make Shalom. He established the Yeshiva, a Gemach. Then World War I, Nebuch, horrible turbulence. And Rav Reuven and his wife Rachel helped a lot of people. They distributed funds provided by the American Joint Distribution Community. and he also organized a local Jewish militia to protect the Jewish community, continued learning, and he published the first volume of Degel Reuven, which were tshuvas and chedushim. And Rav Chaim Ozer said, what a gewaldik, he had such simcha, even though during these terrible days, to see such a sefer, the Rav Katz was still able to learn. And then we're skipping a little bit in his life. In 1929, he went to New Jersey. He went to Bayonne. And he was active in the Agudas HaRabbanim. He was elected as vice president. And then came the stock market crash on October 29th, 1929. And it was very, very difficult to support the Torah institutions in America, which was Katz was involved in. And then they heard of the massacre in Hebron, August 24th, 1929. 67 Jews were killed, 60 wounded. And the Hebron yeshiva of Slobodka was decimated. 24 of its students were murdered. So, Rav Katz eulogized these boys, told Jews to make aliyah. In 1932, Rav Katz himself had the opportunity to make aliyah, so he did. Came to Petach Tikva, became the chief rabbi. So the Rabbanim in America wanted him to stay, but Rav Katz's wife wanted him to go, and so they went. He sat in the basin there with Rav Avadi Yosef for a while, became good friends. And Rav Katz was associated with the Pesach Tikva branch of the Lamji Yeshiva. Chafetz Chaim started the school. The inception of the school was when Chafetz Chaim started preparing his aliyah, which didn't work out. So in 1925, Rav Zerach Braverman of Yerushalayim decided to open a yeshiva that would greet the Chafetz Chaim. So since the house had been bought for the Chafetz Chaim in Petach Tikva, the yeshiva opened there. And later on, this house was given to the yeshiva. So he was very involved in this yeshiva. 1940, he printed his second Degel Reuven. A lot of interesting exchanges between him and Rav Elchanan Wasserman, Rav Shach, Rav Zevin. Third volume, 1949. Also letters here to Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, Rav Yaakov Moshe Chalap, Rav Zsolti, Rav Shlomo David Kahana. There's a tshuva about Agunas. He has a letter there to his son, Rabbi Leon Katz of Passaic. Another to his son, Rav Michal Katz of Yeshiva University. All told, Rav Reuven and Rechel Katz had four children who lived in Eretz Yisrael. Four remained in the U.S. The Israeli branch are Rav Shimon Katz, who was the secretary of the Pesach Tikva Beis Din. Rav Aaron Katz was the Rosh Yeshiva of the Petach Tikva Yeshiva. Dina was the wife of Rav Tzvi Harkavi. He was a librarian in Hechel Shlomo. And Chasida, the wife of Rav Yisrael Sarutskin, a member of the Tel Aviv Beis Din. And the American division included Professor Abraham Katz, the president of Jerapsi, Nathan Katz, a businessman, Rabbi Leon Katz, the leader of Adas Yisrael and Passaic, and Rav Michal Katz, the Rosh Yeshiva and Yeshivas Rabbeinu Yitzchak Elchanan. So, just gave you a basic rundown of the life of Rav Reuven Katz. And since today is his Yahrzeit, we're going to see a tshuva of his. This is in Simon Chof Zayin in Chela Gimel. Umide davri bo biyomim elu odio davar chadosh b'megillah. So this is what we're talking about in these days. I want to tell you a chiddush in Megillah and Seches Megillah. It's Purim time. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Chai avodam likras es ha-Megillah b'layla v'lishnosa b'yom. A person is chayav to read the Megillah at night and to lishnosa again, once again, during the day. Shenemar Elokai Yekra Yomam V'lo Sana V'layla V'lo Tumi Ali. God, I will call out during the day and you won't answer, and at night you won't be silent to me. So you see, reading during the day and reading at night. So Savra Minei L'mekraya V'layla Masnis N'didei B'yamama. So they thought that what he meant was V'lishnosa was not to read it again by day, was to learn the Mishnayos by day. They thought to read it at night and to learn the Mishnayos by day, but then they realized, no, the pshat is that you read it twice. They had a havamina to learn the Mishnayos by day. That's what Lishnosa means. Itmar nami, chai ba'adam likros ha-megila b'layla v'nishnosa b'yom, shenayim l'mayin zemer chavav lo yidom, shem elokai le'ol modeka. So again, we bring another mimer that you have to read it at night and read it again by day. So frek the Turei Evan, what's the Gemara's havamina that you have to learn the Mishnayos by day? It says in Daf Chaf, ein karnes ha-megila, etc., achetan etzachama. And the Gemara says a pasuk, brings a pasuk, Vayamim Elin is Karim Vinasim. These days are remembered and done. In other words, that you have to also remember them, you have to mention them. You have to read the Megillah, and Koronis and Megillah Chanas Acham. We have an often a Mishnah, with an often a Gemara, that you have to read it during the day. So what's Bechlal the Havamina based on this Mishnah? That you have to read it from Neitz Hachamas, that's during the day. So what's the Havamina that during the day you're going to be learning the Mishnayos? Where we see from the Mishnah that during the day, and we have a Pasuk from the Megillah to prove it, during the day you're actually reading the Megillah. And also on Amud Beis, Kol Yom Kasha L'Kriyas HaMegillah, Menal and Dama Karvim Elin is Karm V'Nasim. So it's Mefurish that during the day you read the Megillah. So how is it possible to have a Havamina earlier on in the Gemara, Lav Dalit, that during the day you're only going to read the Mishnayos? And Fakert, we have a pasuk that you read it during the day. At night, you need a lima to read it at night. But to read it during the day is pasha. And also, why do we have to learn from a pasuk in Tehillim? L'mayin z'amercha chavod v'lo yidom, Hashem elokai l'olam odeka. From there the Gemara learns that you have to read it at night and repeat it during the day. Why do you need to come on to Tehillim? It says v'hayamim ha'elin is karim v'nasim. It's mefurish in the Megillah that you have to read it. You don't have to learn drushes from Tehillim when you have an open pasuk from Megillas Esther. So the Turei Evan writes a teretz that it says later on in karnes ha'Megillah achetan etzachama. It's talking about where you didn't read it at night. So when you read it at night, so then during the day you only have to do the Mishnayos. That was the havamina. And the Mishnah says you read it during the days when you didn't read it at night. But that's a Pella. Because it says in the Pasuk, Vayamim Ha'elin, we learn during the day, Vayamim Ha'elin is Karm V'Nasim. That during the day, you have to read the Megillah. So, the Mashmos is Dafka during the day. It doesn't matter what you did at night. And you have to dafka read it during the day. So to say that it's talking about where you didn't read it at night, and only then you have to read it during the day, doesn't stem with the pasuk. The Rashash asks another kasha. So this is very, very difficult. So Rav Reuven Katz comes and gives a teretz. Tosfos in Maseches Megillah, Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, in Divrei Maaseh Nashim Chayavos Mikra Megillah, right, that in Tosefta it says that a tumtum is not motzi lo esmino v'lo she'eno mino, and b'chein pasku de'isha halachas gedolos de'isha motzia mina v'lo anashim. So we have a din here, tumtum might be a woman, so he, even if the other person's a woman, he can't be motzi a woman. Certainly not motzi a man. And a woman can't be motzi men. A woman can't be motzi a man in Mikra Megillah.
So Rav Katz asks that we have to understand, since women are mechuyavos mikra megillah af hein hayavos anes, they're also in the miracle. So how come women aren't chayav in mikra megillah? How come women aren't able to be motzi men? They're chayav in mikra megillah. Just like men can be motzi others, women should also be able to motzi others. So in the Gemara Daf Yudalid, it says that the kriyas hamegillah is also considered a halel. So kriyas hamkriyas is halila. So kriyat hamegillah yeshne elementim, has two elements to it. One is the chi of kriya vayam velen uskar venasim, and also amiras hilula vahalel akadosh baruch hu ala neis. And if so, women who are chayavos bekriyas hamegillah is only because afhein hayavos anes, and therefore they're mechuyavos to be mahalo to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the neis that was done also to them. But b'mitzvahs kriya, it's kechol mitzvahs eseisha asman grama, or like the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, because kriyas hamegillah is also Talmud Torah, and women are pturos. So we have two parts to this mitzvah. One is the halal part, the other is the kriya part. The women are only chayiv in the halal part, but not mikudin kriya samagillah from the pasuk of yamelin is karm vinasim. From there, women are putter, and therefore the halachas gadolus is correct when he says that a woman can't be motzi a man, only another woman, because men have more of a chiyuv. Men have a chiyuv midin kriya and also midin halal. Women only have a chiyuv midin halal, and also when women make the bracha, they don't say al mikra megillah just the shmoa, because they're not chayiv in kriya, like the Mordechai says. They just have to hear it. They just have to hear this halal. So it's miyushav shapir. The Gemara now we understand in Avdalid that brings chayiv adam likros samegillah balayla v'lenishnos to biyom. Shenem alamayin zemrachavod, in order that my soul should sing to you, v'lo yidem and not be silent at night. Hashem elokai lalamodeka, the Lord my God, I will praise you always, even during the day. And the Gemara brings a pasuk from Tehillim, and it doesn't bring a pasuk that's meforish in the Megillah of Yarmel and Iskar and Vinasim, that it says in the Mishnah and Daf Chav that they're in the din of Kriyas and Megillah. There in the Gemara we're talking about the din of Kriyas and Megillah, and there, when's the Iker Chiyav of Kriyas and Megillah? During the day. So therefore if we bring the pasuk of Vayamimel and Iskar and Vinasim, we're talking about Kriyas and Megillah. We're talking about Biyom. The Iker Chiyuv is Kriyas and Megillah's Biyom from this pasuk. But if you go to Daf Dalet, on Daf Dalet, we're talking about the Din Halel to be Mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Anes. And therefore they thought, Chayav Adam Likros HaMegillah Balayla, when do you have to be Meshabech Hashem? Only at night. So comes Rabbi Reish Lakish and says, no, not only at night, but even during the day. Midin Halel, you have to read the Megillah at night, and also during the day. Shenem Ralo Kraya Kray Yomam V'lo Saneh. You have to read during the day, V'layla V'lo Dumi Ali, and also at night. So the Talmidim thought that for the actual Halel, it's enough to read it at night, and for the Mishnayos during the day, because that's also Shevet HaKadosh Baruch Hu Al Anes. And therefore, they bring right there in the Gemara pasuk in Tehillim, "L'mayni zemercha vovelo yidom Hashem Elokai le'olam odeka," that even in the din of Halel, Yemachuyev b'yom u'balayla. This pasuk, what does this pasuk say? L'mayni zemercha chavod. We're singing to you. Shem l'kai lo madek, we'll always thank you. So we have a pasuk that during the day and at night, there's a din of halel. And that's learned, and the Gemara learns that halel is talking about reading it. That a person is chayav, itmar nami, chayav adem likras megillah balayla, l'shnos biyom, sh'ne'emar, l'mayin zemer chavov lo yidom, Hashem Elokai le'olam odeka. And the Gemara learns that's talking about the actual reading. And the pasuk says the actual reading is a day at night, a day and at night. Both. So, the Gemara and Daf Daled is talking about Kriyas Megillah, Midin Hallel. Kriyas Midin Megillah Hallel. That's going to be from a different pasuk. That's from the pasuk talking about being Mahalal Hashem, praising Hashem, thanking Hashem. Now Midin Kriyas Megillah. It's pashut that Midin Mechuyev B'Yom from the pasuk in the Megillah Vayom Melin Iskarim V'Lasin. What about at night? Why you chayiv? You're chayiv from the psukim in Tehillim. The mani zamercha. Elokai yakra yomam v'lo sana v'layla v'lo dumiyali. From that pasuk, we learn both at day and at night, you have to be mishabach. But that's only midin shevach. The Gemara and Daf Chaf is talking about midin kriya. Midin kriya is only during the day, and midin shevach it's at night also. Now the Yehuda Archaim Siman Alf writes explicitly that Kriyas HaMegillah at night is not a mitzvah essay, because Divrei Kabbalah is only Kriyas Hayom. Hayom Melin is Karmen Asim V'lo Leila. So that says Chayav Adim Likos Megillah B'Layla is a mitzvah Rabbanan, but it's not Nirmaz and Megillah Esther. Tosfos Daf Dalet Chayav Adim Likos Megillah writes that the Iker Pesumei Nisa is in the Kriya of the day. Niskarim v'nasim, we have a hekesh between zechira and asiya, just like zechira's asiya's biyamama, so to zechira's biyamama. So the ikur kriya, midin kriyas megillah, is clearly during the day, and at night, why are you reading? It's derabanan, you're meshabech hakadosh baruch hu, and during the day, it also has the element of shevach. So at night, also at night. At night, all there is the Kriya Midin Hala, because the Gemara in Daf Chaf doesn't mention reading at night, only during the day, because there it's talking about the Ikar Din Kriya. The Gemara in Daf Dala talks about both, because when it comes to being Mishabach, we have that Chiyuv at night and during the day. Rashi says there, Ekra b'mizmah tzech al yel seshachar. Avel shnosa b'yom zecher l'neshe yizokum meitzaras in yom v'layla. So therefore, we do it zecher to the fact that they would cry out during the day and at night. So now we also, this is our way of remembering the crying out day and night. And Hashem answered us, so that's the way of praising Hashem. Reminds him erchavov v'lo yidom. Rashi says, Kriyas HaMegillah Shevachi Shemefarsin in Esaneis V'akom Akalsin LaKadosh Baruch Hu. So we have a din day and night to be Meshabeach Hashem. So for Enfer, the Kashas, what was our Kasha? Kasha was, what's Bechlal the Havamina that during the day all one has to do is read the Mishnayos, like the Gemara says. Savor minei lemekray b'layla lemisna masnisin dabi yamama. They thought you have to read it at night and then do the Mishnayos during the day. And even afterwards, still the lashon of the Gemara is you have to read it at night v'lishnos and then repeat it during the day. The Iker reading is during the day. We have a Gemara and Daf Chaf. We have a Mishnah and a Gemara and Daf Chaf. Yet the Iker reading is during the day. So what's this whole give and take about should you read during the day? Shouldn't you? Is it the Mishnayos? Not the Mishnayos. The Iker reading is at night. What's Daf Dalet talking about? In Daf Chaf we have that the Iker reading is during the day. The Teretz is that in Daf Dalet we're talking about Kriya Midin Shevach. Midin being Mishabeach Hashem. And therefore, there's a tzad to say that the din mishabech Hashem, it's enough to just learn the Mishnayos. Pashut, you have to read Mitin Kriyas Megillah. But as far as the Shabbach aspect is concerned, all you would have to do is learn the Mishnayos. And they said, no, that's incorrect. You have to actually read it. But the reading is only a repetition of what you did at night, because this is all just a Shabbach of Hashem. It's all the Dindur Rabbanan of Shabbach at night, and then do it again during the day. And therefore we bring a pasuk in Tehillim that's talking about praising Hashem. And what we did, and we're talking about in Daf Chof, that's the Ikar Din Kriya, and that's only during the day. It's partially you have to read during the day, even though it's a little bit difficult to say this, because how could they have a Havamina only to learn? It says, they thought only to learn the Mishnayos during the day. It's mashma, they weren't even going to read during the day. What about Midin Kriya? Upon him, we wanted to learn a Torah of Reuven Katz, because it was his Yortzei today. And as we're speaking, the sun is setting on his Yortzei, and it's a big schus. He should be a Melitz Yosher for us in Shemayim, like it says in the Sfarim HaKadoshim, that a Nifter is Melitz Yosher on people who learn his Torah on his Yortzei. So we should all be Zoche to learn this, and even not on his Yortzei. Dago Reuven has a lot of beautiful Torah. We should be Zoche to learn it and follow in his ways of Harbatz's Torah and Staka and Chesed. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.